Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very informative and a very eye-opening hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about acting upon one's own opinion in religious matters. Imam Ali alayhi salam said the following: action is unacceptable when based on any one of three things. The first is polytheism. The second is infidelity. And the third is one's own opinion. Just to give a little context to this hadith and what it signifies. What do we mean by acting on one's own opinion here? What we mean is this, in this hadith, in the context of this hadith, is foregoing, you know, the instructions and the advice that the Book of God and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam they give us with regards to certain matters, certain issues. Foregoing that and coming to a conclusion regarding that issue based on one's own faculties of reason, right? In such a way that it is contrary to, you know, what the Book of God and the Sunnahs of the Prophet says. And for example, by way of example, let's give an example here to kind of clarify what we mean here. Let's say that a person, he has to pay khums, or he has to, it's obligatory, it has become obligatory on him to pay khums. And which is one of the monetary and economic obligations that every Muslim must perform, which is a specific form of charity, required under certain specific circumstances. Now, let's say that this person, he says that, well, he starts thinking about it, and he says, well, I don't think that it's specifically necessary for me to pay this specific amount, you know, in order for me to be benevolent and charitable, you know, to the poor. I can, you know, give, let's say, less than one-fifth, or, you know, to the poor and still be, you know, a generous person. I don't see the necessity of doing this. Or, like, for example, another example would be hijab. Let's say that somebody says that, well, you know, today hijab is not a requirement, for women. It's not necessary for them to, you know, to wear the hijab. Why? Because, for example, you know, I can be uncovered and still, it wouldn't cause, transgressions. It wouldn't lead, you know, men to look at me. I can dress modestly, you know, not wear makeup, and men will not look at me. The whole purpose of hijab is this, so I can do the same thing, just by dressing modestly. So these are like kind of, we hear a lot of this kind of reasoning, you know, from a lot of people. When they don't want to follow the orders of Allah, this is what we're talking about here in this case. And in continuation, the Imam replied, "It is when you leave the Book of Allah and the practice of His Prophet and act upon your own opinions." Right? This is what is unacceptable according to this hadith. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at acting upon one's own opinion in religious matters. In the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد